Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People, look alive. It's showtime.
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We're broadcasting live again. It is day number 2 at the 13th annual Toy Drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Thanks to our friends at Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind. We're going to be here today until 8. Tim Allen and Paul Wagner with Hot Stove Weekly. And there's a lot to talk about with the Brewers. And they'll do that in about 12 hours. And we'll do that in about 12 seconds with a crazy day where they just really they lost a lot of dudes, whether it was to other teams or just deciding not to bring them back. We've got a fun one here today. We'll have Jim Paschke on site, Bucks broadcaster, of course, at 7 o'clock. We'll have Eric Name on site 8:30. That'll be right after John Heyman joins us via the phone to talk about everything that there is to talk about with the Brewers, and then Steph Sutton in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Chuck, there's a listener who had a party at his house and had all you could drink beer and food, and he made this food, and it's like his specialty, some sort of fish. He's going to come here today and give us some of that, and so we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, that he joined us last year when he came out and talked about that party that he had, the house party. Gave me a couple of ideas for having a house party and charging cover charges. And he donated all that money right to us here with the toy drive, so that'll be interesting when he comes out this morning.
Apparently he's cooking in the kitchen at Blaine's.
Okay. I didn't realize there was a kitchen back there.
I don't know.
That wouldn't surprise me. You got everything in there.
I don't know. I just know that at 10 o'clock, I'm expecting to eat some fish.
Okay.
And that's all I know about that. So it'll be a fun day. We hope to see you guys again broadcasting and collecting money for the Children's of Wisconsin, as well as Robin's Nest toys and unwrapped toys, new toys, toys that we can then donate to the kids around the holiday season and just make their days a little better. You can donate in person with toys if you've been collecting. You can come and buy toys here at Blaine's. They open just after 7 o'clock. You can donate here cash. You can donate here with a credit card in our dip jars where you just put your card in and take it out, and then you can type how much money you'd like to donate, and then you can also donate online at 1057fmthefan.com. So we'll have much more on that throughout the day. That is why we're here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in these Bears Sunroom studios. All right, with the Brewers yesterday.
Oh, boy.
A lot happened. A lot of guys are gone. And Mike Moustakas is a big one.
Yeah. You know, the moment the Brewers traded for me, Bart, or traded for him, Bart, I wanted Moustakas to a long-term contract. The minute they got him from Kansas City 2 summers ago, I was like, you know what? I don't want this guy as just a rental. I want him here long-term. He's very good. He's a solid third baseman. And he put up some big numbers, both last year and in 2019. Yet, 4 years, $64 million. Apparently too expensive for the Milwaukee Brewers. And not only that, he went to Cincinnati. Cincinnati, the Reds are building something down there. And, he went to a fellow contender. The Brewers were lucky he didn't go to St. Louis last year, and they got him on the cheap. But starting with the Moustakas move, on top of Grandal not signing with the team last week, the offseason is off to a horrible start.
I put on Twitter yesterday that the Brewers have been trying to luck into titles on the cheap and that their window is closed. And that made a lot of people upset.
Yeah, and I went to the Bucks game last night, and somebody in the media goes, boy, your partner is riling up on social media. And I go, uh-oh, I thought he'd scale back that and about the Brewers. And here's the deal. Yeah, I'm not happy with the way this offseason is starting. Who would be looking at it? I got the season ticket package next year, and I don't want to be seeing AAA guys and a team that's going to win 75 games out there. we're used to contenders here the last 3 years. It's been fun going out there knowing that your team has got a chance on a Sunday or any day of winning a ball game. But David Stearns has said there's a lot of offseason. So as much as I'm a little skeptical of what's going to happen, I think we're going to have to give it some time to see what he's got up his sleeve. As of right now, when you don't have a catcher, third baseman, or a first baseman you could field, you know, it's you look at the team and you say, man, that's one of the worst teams in the National League right now.
Well, that is true because they don't have a roster. I mean, Travis Shaw's not coming back. A handful of pitchers and infielders not coming back. We're missing a lot of guys. And so who's playing first? Who's playing third? Who's catching? There's just a lot of question marks at this time. And then when you see Mike Moustakas sign with a division rival and the Reds look like they'll be good next year with a nice lineup up and down, there's a lot of questions. Now, I do just, again, I feel like I always have to clarify myself because maybe I'm just bad at communicating. Maybe I'm in the business of communicating and I'm just bad at it.
Well, you wouldn't be the only one.
Well, that is true.
Because I feel like I'm always explaining myself, too.
That is true. The Brewers, all right, let me explain this. The Brewers try to win titles on the cheap. I don't think that that's an inaccurate statement. I know that they've spent more money last year than they've spent ever. That doesn't mean that they didn't have more to spend. It just means that they've been historically cheap. I mean, you're comparing this team with Mark Antanasio with Bud Selig run franchises who made maybe one signing ever, and it was Jeffrey Hammonds.
Yeah, well, I'll say to that, it's not that they want to do it on the cheap. It's just that compared to Boston and New York and what the Cubs have done and some of these other big markets, this is the route they got to take because of the economics of baseball.
So then I'm purely just stating a fact on the economics of baseball.
Yeah.
Look, they want to win a title. They do. The Brewers want to win a title. I'm not saying that they don't, but they're not going to spend money to do it. They're going to maybe get a Lorenzo Cain, who nobody else wanted. They're going to make some shrewd moves and get Christian Yelich in here. And then they're going to sign guys that are one-year dudes and, you know, hope something sticks and look on the waiver wire. And if they can bullpen their way to Game 7 of the NLCS, they're going to do it. And then hopefully that works and they can maybe get to the World Series. And then they didn't, but they certainly didn't go buy a title. No one would have ever said if they won 2 years ago that they bought the title. They are spending less money than other teams, and they're trying to win the title. And so I do think that when I say they're trying to luck into the title on the cheap, I think that's very accurate. Now, when I say the window's closed, I think that their window was 2018. I think that they were a game away from the World Series. So while I may say that the strategy is on paper, them trying to luck into a title on the cheap, that was the avenue for them because they mastered the bullpen. They had guys produce at the key times, and they got themselves one game away from the World Series. And now if you look at the team now to where they are, and I know there's some good players on this team. You've got a Gold Glover in Lorenzo Cain. You've got the MVP in Christian Yelich 2 years ago. You've got Brandon Woodruff, who looks like he can be an ace. Keston Hira. I like this Urias kid that they traded for. But there's so many holes and questions. All right, so then the other thing, you take a step back and say, well, the Brewers right now have about a $70 million payroll with whoever they've got. So that would leave them $60 million to spend to get to where they were last year. How do we know that they want to get to where they were last year? We're seeing more reports that they're looking to shed payroll rather than take it on. So if you just magically, there's no salary cap here. They don't have to spend $130 million. They're already over whatever the major league floor is. They don't have to go out and spend money. Obviously, they're going to want to have a competitive ball club, but I'm looking at titles, and this Brewers team doesn't seem to have the resources or the wherewithal to do it. So maybe, while I am right in what I'm saying, maybe I just need to adjust how I feel, and I should just look at the Brewers. Instead of looking at the Brewers as a team that is going to win titles, I should take a step back and say, you know what, summer's fun, and we can go to games, and we've had some good runs, and we made the playoffs 4 times in the last few years, and, you know, let's hopefully have a good September, and if we get in, that'll be a nice night or two, maybe a series, and then, you know, it's baseball, it's fun. Maybe I need to be that, because the Bart that wants more starting pitching, and the Bart that wants to spend money, and the Bart that wants this team to win a title, they're just not in a big enough market, and they don't have enough money that they're willing to spend, Chuck, to be that team.
Well, if they would have only fixed baseball in 1994, when the World Series was canceled and owners were holding out, They wanted to get that hard salary cap. They wanted that salary cap. They teams were going in the wrong direction, the Milwaukees, the Kansas Cities. But at the time, you had Montreal as the best team in baseball, and that was the argument against it. How's Montreal doing it? Okay, the Expos are doing it with a they did it with a lot of young guys, and you know it turned out to be win a world championship down in Florida. But I don't like the idea of you have such a short window to compete like Kansas City. Now, when Kansas City a few years ago were competing for World Series championships, we knew eventually that time was going to run out, and here they are. Back to being one of the worst teams in baseball, which they have for much of the 90s and 2000s. And I'm worried that's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers right now. I don't like the idea of being able to be compete for the last two or three years and then having to be bad forever. That's a baseball issue. It's never going to get it solved because the players' union is never going to agree to the salary cap, and I don't think the owners are going to press them on that. So that is the status of baseball right now. And, you hate to think that you got to live with it, but you just got to sit back and realize, hey, you know what? Milwaukee's never going to be able to go out, and if they wanted to afford a Yu Darvish or John Lester or someone like that, they can't do it because of the economics, and you know they just their payroll is such where they, I don't want to say luck into it like you do, but it's such where guys have to have career years, and if they go out and sign a guy for 1 year, $5 million, that guy's got to produce 30 home runs at bat 274.
Well, you might not say the words luck into it, but that's pretty much what you just said. That is the strategy.
Well, what's disappointing about
that? They need a best-case scenario from everyone.
Yeah, well, and then, but again, it's not that Mark Attanasio, if he was in Boston or New York, if he owned one of those teams, there's no doubt he'd be spending. But it's not that he's cheap. He wants to win. But he realizes that he can't.
Well, and fans and media there would pressure him to spend too. And around here, we're not pressuring them to spend. We're fine with it. I put out on the internet last night that I think that their window's closing. And I'm. It doesn't matter what I said. I was critical of the Brewers. And like a bat signal, these other media guys flock to me and say, "How can you say that? There's so much time left. It's December 3rd." You know, I don't understand what it is around here, and it's not just some media guys. It's a lot of fans, too, that, and again, this is why maybe I have to change, because I want championships, but it doesn't seem to matter, because nobody, everyone else is just content with how things are, and so I'm the one idiot in the corner that's screaming for victories when everyone else is just fine to enjoy the ride, and so if I'm not going to change everybody else's mind, then I have to change.
Well, because I think everybody looks at it and they say, well, Milwaukee has never spent money. They say, you know, we hear that they can't afford it. Even the guys who are the insiders say, Milwaukee's just not going to go there in free agency. And that's tough, man, when you see a big-name pitcher out there that Milwaukee is not in the hat for. They have no shot at getting. You know, now if the Bucks were looking for a top-name free agent. In the past, they couldn't get one because they were a bad franchise, okay? But now, economically, they can compete with everybody else because there's a salary cap in the NBA. So if they want to go out and sign somebody in the offseason, or if they want to give Chris Middleton $38 million and have to overpay for him, they can afford to do it because the structure is different in basketball than it is in baseball.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll hear from you guys. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. We're here live at the Toy Drive, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Already people driving in, giving their donations. You can do it as well, 105.7FMTheFan.com. Your thoughts on the Brewers. It is December 3rd, but this offseason already off to a very, very bad start. 414-799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, and it is a good morning. We are here, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, where we are collecting toys for Children's Hospital and Robin's Nest. So it's pretty simple. I mean, we need toys to give to kids that need toys, and so we kind of become the vessel to do that. You guys have your generosity, and then with this listener base and friends of friends that we've built over the last 13 years, we end up being able to bring, and when I say we, I mean everybody. I mean you guys. I don't just mean Chuck and I go and take all the credit, although I did try that my first year, and I was told not to. But we, this community, we bring in a lot of goodwill this time of the year. So do help out if you can. I think I like when Michaels is on, he's talking. He's like, if you're just even 2 minutes away driving and you have 45 cents rattling in your car, we'll take that too. So, yes, he's right. We'll take whatever donations you can give on this holiday season. It's Giving Tuesday, so you do the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday and the Small Business Saturday. And Giving Tuesday is where, hey, whatever you can, try to help some of those that, as you just spent a lot of money on gifts, try to help some of those that maybe don't have that resource. So, again, think of us this week broadcasting live, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, and you can donate at 1057fmthefan.com. We'll take your calls here. 414-799-1250 is the Brewers. They lose Mike Moustakas, all right, so he's gone. He's going to go to the Reds. Grandal's going to the White Sox. And then they non-tendered a handful of people, too. So they're going to have a lot of holes to fill. I was talking about some of the things I said on social media. Chuck, I'd like to ask you about something you said.
Sure.
Cubs got rid of Addison Russell.
Mm-hmm.
This is at Chuck Freeman. Mm-hmm. Addison Russell has regressed at the plate last two seasons. Would he be an upgraded shortstop for Brewers?
Yeah. First of all, he's a miserable human being. Let's get that straight. When I put this tweet out there, I didn't realize I had to qualify that because I assume people realize that his past history, domestic violence, which is not good. And anybody who signs him, why would you want a guy like that in your team? In addition to that, his bat has gone down in the last 2 years. Why would you want that guy on your team to begin with? In addition to the fact he can't hit, his numbers are clearly down. Not that the guy we re-signed yesterday, Orlando Arcia, offensively has come through some horrible seasons here, but still, I wouldn't want Russell on the team, in addition to the fact that the guy, his numbers have been down the last couple of years. But apparently I had to qualify that. I just assume people realize, yeah, who wants to sign the guy anyway? On top of it, he's not a very good player.
What you just said is opposite what you tweeted.
Well, because
when you say, would he be an upgraded shortstop for Brewers? People read that as,
yeah,
hey, I want him.
No, because I think it's like, would he be an upgrade? If you look at him as a player, but see, this is when you put stuff
so
in print.
So then don't tweet it.
Well, this is when you put stuff in print. It's going to be that way.
But that's, no.
When you put stuff on a tweet, that's what it's going to be. Of course we don't want.
Well, what? Then just don't tweet about Addison Russell.
Who cares? No.
The tweet should have been, Addison Russell has regressed at the plate and is a terrible human. He wouldn't even be an upgrade for the Brewers. I don't want him. That should have been the tweet.
No.
Or
well,
just don't tweet.
I think we all know that Addison Russell is a horrible human being.
I didn't think that you knew when you put it
out
there.
Oh, God. Well,
you're asking him to be on the team.
No, I'm not. I said, would he even be an upgrade? Would he even be an upgrade in addition to being a bad person? Of course not.
All right, well, I'll let you work that out.
Well, you know what, then people need to, that's the problem. And you know this more than anybody. When you put stuff on Twitter, people read it the wrong way or misinterpret it.
No,
of course not.
People read things the wrong way for me.
You got 100 characters that you work with there.
People read things the wrong way for me because they don't understand the way in which I speak.
Well, same with me.
You clearly wrote that.
No,
you wanted.
Well, I think we should assume that Addison Russell is a bad person.
All right, we got Jim Pasci coming out at 7. We've got all the time in the world for you guys. 799-1250 until then. Bobby is in South Milwaukee, 414-799-1250. What's up, Bobby?
Hello, Brian Vaughn, is he doing very, very good in spring training? 2015, the Kansas City Royals won the World Series. And in 1992, the Atlanta Braves won the World Series over Toronto Blue Jays.
Yep, thanks for the call. Let's go to Will in Brown Deer at 414-799-1250.
Hey, guys. Listen to the show all the time. Haven't called in quite some while. How you guys doing?
Oh, Will, good. We missed you. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, I don't like this owner, man. I think he's really using and taking advantage of the city of Milwaukee. He's not a true Milwaukeean. You know, he's a New York guy. And I think he just wants to fatten his pockets, and that's what he's doing. I certainly don't think he's losing money. I kind of lost faith in the organization under his ownership when they let go Zach Greinke. they told us, like, okay, Prince Fielder, we're not going to sign you because pitching wins championships. We need an elite pitcher. They brought one in. They had him under control for about a year or two. And then when his contract was up, he was in the prime of his career, about 27 years old. And I think he ended up signing. What did Greinke sign, guys? What, a seven-year deal? I mean, the dude is a stud pitcher. He just came out of the World Series. He pitched in Game 3 under great pressure. He went about 5 1/3, bend but don't break. Then he came back in Game 7 and went 7 2/3, gave up a one home run in the seventh inning. But he's an all-time pitcher. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and we just let him go, and nobody's outraged and pissed off about it. And it's just really frustrating. Even if you go back to CC Sabathia, like the year we went to the NLCS and we lost to the Dodgers in that Game 7, you figure if we had a CC Sabathia, he probably still, all those years later from 2008, would have arguably been our best pitcher on that roster. He probably would have been better than Jimmy Nelson last year in a big Game 7. But they didn't even, you know, we hear all this stuff. Well, the Brewers offered these guys money, but we don't never hear it coming from the player saying, yeah, well, I was offered money. And the rule of thumb is if you're in a small market, you might have to pay a little bit more if you really want to win. This dude don't want to win, man. I feel like he's just taking advantage of the city. He's making money, and he's going to continue to do the same thing. You hit the nail on the head, Winkler. We just have to get lucky. And we got lucky with Yelich because, obviously, Yelich and his agent, they didn't really believe in him. He didn't believe in himself. Otherwise, he wouldn't have signed the contract he signed at 23, 24 years old. And now the Brewers have him under control for $10 million a year. And let's face it, if he was a free agent this year, would we sign him to a long-term deal? Because we know what guys his talent get. This guy has basically been the MVP 2 years in a row. So I just want to hear what you guys got to say. But I think he's taking advantage of the city. And back in the 90s, Chuck, back in the 90s, was the NBA structured the same way it is now? Because I know Herb Cole made Big Dog Glenn Robinson the highest paid rookie coming out of the NBA. He paid George Karl, made him the highest paid coach. But I don't hear that with the Milwaukee Bucks. I didn't hear that when Herb Cole, well, we're in a small market, we can't afford it, blah, 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 man. This dude is just taking advantage of Milwaukee big time.
Okay, well, I don't know if he's taking advantage of Milwaukee, but, you know, they've let Greinke go, Prince Fielder. The one guy that they've re-signed who grew up in the system was Ryan Braun. And, you know, now it's the end of that contract that's coming up here, and, you know, you could argue, is that worth, you know, the end of the contract is giving you the production that you want for what they're paying him. But he's going to have to make a big decision on Yelich, because if he lets Yelich walk, it's like, why are we, you know, we just assume that once these stars hit their contract, their 6 years, after 6 years, you know, you hit the free agent market, that they're just not going to stick around. And if he does sign Yelich, where is he going to get the money to pay anybody else for this to be a competitive team?
Well, I saw some comparisons from Yelich and Robin Yount. So, two of the greatest Brewers ever already. And if you have Robin Yount and you've got this generational talent, are you going to try to add talent around him back in the day? Or are you going to shed payroll? And what the Brewers are doing are shedding payroll. And they're shedding the payroll of Yasmani Grandal, and they're shedding the payroll of Mike Moustakas. Mm-hmm. And there's an argument around that I want to completely nip in the bud, and I would make sure that you tell your friends that I have something very important to say, or just listen to it and then retell them this, because you'll hear this argument about why the Brewers didn't re-sign Mike Moustakas, and I can completely shred that with one sentence, and so I'll do that coming up in just a moment. We'll take more of your calls, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. The Brewers easily could have afforded Mike Moustakas on a four-year deal. They've proved it, and they're lying to you. And I'll explain that coming up next. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, all the sporting events that are going on this week, it's a great time for sports. Of course, they got the basketball, the college football championship games this weekend. Of course, pro football as well, all the games at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Not only do they have plenty of TVs to catch your favorite teams, but you can also enjoy your favorite indoor games as well. Their huge entertainment room, the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong. They got all that there. Plus, they got the indoor bocce ball court going on there. the Q Club is the place to enjoy your favorite indoor sports in addition to watching all the games. And also, they have an extensive food menu there. Awesome burgers, wraps, award-winning fish fries, both Wednesday and Friday nights. Your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. Check out their happy hour specials daily from 3 until 7. Their late-night happy hours Friday starting at 10 o'clock. They got live entertainment on most weekends. Go to their Facebook page. They'll tell you what kind of bands are coming to the Q Club Wisconsin. But I'm telling you what, if you want to watch the games, you want to experience their indoor room there, their entertainment room that's got all the indoor games, you want to get to the Q Club. And their fish fries that's coming up tomorrow night and on Friday night, man, it is the award-winning fish fry. Stop on in. The Q Club of Wisconsin, north side of Waukesha, the great north side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. That's the Highway T exit, north and southbound. It goes north and south, but if you want to get off on 94 on Highway T, go south on Highway T, and you'll run right in. It turns into Grandview Boulevard, and you'll see the Q Club of Wisconsin. You'll see the sign on the right-hand side. Guys, get there for all the great sports on the TV and the food. The Q Club of Wisconsin, terrific sports bar in Waukesha's great north side.
Casting live, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Six and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got, for 6 in the morning, we've got some good steady streams of donation here. More in the cash variety this morning, which is good. The Blaine's Farm and Fleet location here on Rawson opens up at 7. You could pop in to their toy land and maybe pick up a toy if you haven't been collecting already. Want to thank our friends at AmeriCash Loans and Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, as well as Prime Cigar in Brookfield, and Tabak Law, LLC, for being a part of this, along with Annex Wealth Management and also Bayview Shade and Blind. So the Brewers say goodbye to a lot of guys, non-tendering a handful of guys as well, including Tyler Saladino, Travis Shaw, Alex Claudio, Junior Guerra, and Jimmy Nelson. They've already lost Chase Anderson and Zach Davies to trades. They've lost Drew Pomeranz, who went back to the Padres on a big deal, Yasmani Grandal to the White Sox, and now Mike Moustakas to the Reds. So it's a four-year deal, $64 million, and you think, all right, well, the Brewers couldn't have afforded that, right? They couldn't have paid Mike Moustakas right now a four-year deal for $64 million. Mike Moustakas, pretty good player 2 years ago, so they did these 2 one-year deals, because everybody's worried with these contracts about the last year of the deal. Oh, who cares about the first 3 years when he's good? What's the last year of the deal going to look like? So if you would have signed Mike Moustakas to a four-year deal 2 years ago, you'd still have him right now. And then the last year of the deal would be next year instead of 3 years from now. So it's these one-year deals that the Brewers are lucking into and then hoping these guys produce. Yeah, come and play at Miller Park and, you know, hit in this bandbox of a stadium and then boost up your value, and then other teams will pay you a bunch of money. That's what's going on here. The Brewers, if they were serious about winning, they would commit longer to these guys. We talk about spending money, and I do, and I wish the Brewers would spend more of it, but also they don't want to commit to any sort of long-year deal at all. They don't want to do it. If it's a good philosophy to run a business, it's a terrible philosophy when you're trying to root for a baseball team and you want them to be good. So these one-year deals are nice, but it's these four-year deals that maybe if they would have signed this last year with Yasmani when he clearly wanted one, or 2 years ago with Moustakas, that's sort of part of the mark that the Brewers are missing on, I think, too, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, of course they wanted Moustakas and Grandal. We're talking about two All-Stars that you just let walk here in the last week. And again, they weren't asking for $30 million a year. Moustakas at 4 years, $64 million. And you know what you got with him. And not only on the production of the field, good locker room guy. He liked it here. He liked playing here. And good for him that he got the money he deserved finally in the free agent market. So, yeah, I don't like it. Now, the Brewers will do this. They will give long-term contracts out to buy somebody out of arbitration. But you know what? They're doing that to save themselves some money. So they'll go out and say, okay, you know, we'll buy a couple of years of arbitration so we can get you on the cheap your first few years of free agency, so we don't have to bust the bank. So a player will take a little bit more money right away, but the Brewers will get him at a fairly inexpensive rate. They tried to do it with Gene Segura a few years ago. But, yeah, I mean, I don't like it. I just thought with Grandal or Moustakas, you couldn't have brought one of those guys back. You have an all-star catcher. Grandal's one of the best catchers in baseball. You got him last year for that one-year deal as you're talking about. You're telling me 4 years, 84 million, or 4 years, 72 million. That wasn't worth bringing a guy like that back on your team. Or Moustakas and how good he was at third base. Now, the Reds are going to play him at second base. But how good he was at third base, he wasn't worth 4 years, 64 million. If you can't pay Moustakas 4 years, 64 million, can you afford – is there somebody better out there for that amount of money? Not, I don't see anybody.
Oh, then you could say Josh Donaldson or go get this guy. All right, yeah, sign another guy to a one-year deal and then let them have a career year and then go sign somewhere else.
With Moustakas, you already know what you get with him. He's been around. You know he's a good locker room guy. He fits in well with the team. Why wouldn't you know him already. So keep him around. Grandal, you know, he was here. He liked being here. Keep him around. I mean, if you're going to go out there and sign another guy for a one-year deal – and you're going to be in the same – he comes here and produces for a year, okay, great. But then you're going to be back to square one again next year because you're going to be faced with trying to sign him to a multi-year deal, and you're not going to be able to do it.
799-1250. Again, Tim Allen will be at this toy drive. They'll have a lot to talk about. It's our first edition of Hot Stove Weekly, Tuesday nights at 6 to 8 every night throughout the winter. Tim Allen, Paul Wagner, the former Brewer pitcher, we'll be here at the Toy Drive tonight at 6 p.m. Let's get to the co-host of the Chuck and Winkler pregame show with Ryan Horvath because he's on every morning. Tim in Fredonia at 799-1250. Timmy, what's
hey, Tim.
Up?
Gentlemen, wow, that's a promotion. I appreciate that.
Oh, geez, wow, you used to call us that all the time. Now you're always, like, flirting with Horvath at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, because my reception's better at that time, so I left a little bit later today just for you guys. I'm kind of by the airport now, so hopefully the reception's okay.
Oh, come on by, Tim.
Me, Bart.
We're over on Rawson.
I am tomorrow. Just chill out, Bart. I'll
in
be
the
there
morning?
Tomorrow.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll chill out.
Okay. Yeah, just chill out. You know, at the end of the day, guys, I suppose it's like this. I mean, you got an expiring contract in Braun. And you're exactly right. They're trying to go out on the cheap here, but I still think Stearns has a couple of moves up his sleeve here. He's not going to let this thing go completely down the drain. Okay, every one of those guys that he didn't tender yesterday, I don't have any issue with. Shaw, goodbye. Junior Guerra, goodbye. Jimmy Nelson, no problem with any of that. He's saving a bunch of cap money now. Now, if he goes into the winter meetings and he doesn't squat, and all of a sudden we're, you know, I don't know who we're going to be starting at first base, but, you know, we got Pena at catcher again for, you know, 140 games. That's going to be a problem. So I guess I'm just going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt and go from there. The caller from Brown Deer earlier, oh, my God. I swear to God that, you know, Antanasio was a complete thief and running to the bank all the way. That's Mark Antanasio wants to win, but, guys, here's the deal. We're a small market team. And you have a little bit of a window. You build it up. Hopefully you can win it. You got to tear it down. Look at the Florida Marlins. You know, years back, they won a couple, but then they were horrible a couple years later. It's going to happen to the Houston Astros, too. So I just want to hear your guys' thoughts, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks, Bart. Thanks, Chuck.
All right, thanks. Although the Houston Astros aren't a small market. That's one of the bigger cities in America. So that's, you know, I've always wondered why the Astros could never turn it around because it's a big market. The whole Houston area. But as far as the Milwaukee, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that there's a lot of offseason here.
Yeah, so is everyone. Why?
Well, because there is a lot of offseason.
50 years of benefit of the doubt.
No, no,
no. They've done nothing with it.
No, no,
years of patience from people.
Well, you're telling me, of course.
So then what is the juice that everyone drinks every offseason?
I'm going to tell you this.
Like when people say, hey, it's December 3rd. Why are you freaking out about the Brewers? Hello, I'm also still mad about the last 2 years when you were close and you didn't spend the money to go over the hump.
Here's the deal.
I'm still mad about that.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the deal, okay? If this is like this in March or if this is like in February, this team the way it is, yeah.
No, then people say, well, if it's at the All-Star
No. Then it's wrong.
Nobody wants to criticize the Brewers.
The guys they non-tendered.
It's too fun. It's too fun to go to games.
Bart, the guys they not
drink in a parking lot.
Bart, the guys they non-tendered. Okay.
It's fun.
Okay. Well, are you going to listen here? The guys they non-tendered.
Yeah.
Travis Shaw, can't argue with that.
His agent said?
No, what he said.
He said, we're confident if we go somewhere where they're willing to give Travis a chance, he can turn it around. Well, what was last year? Well, you could have had more of a chance.
No, no, no. I think that was just one bad. I mean, that was like a record bad year.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like the worst everyday player in Major League Baseball when he had a chance. Now, I'll say this. Okay, the only guy they probably should have brought back, I didn't understand Alex Claudio. Led the league in appearances.
Well, the league's going away from being able to use guys for one pitcher, one batter. Loogies are getting destroyed.
Yeah, but he's still a guy who could come on pitch an inning for you. I mean,
but
he pitched.
This is the way that baseball's changing. There's a lot to talk about with the Brewers. We'll keep doing that with you guys. 414-799-1250. We'll hear an update from Mike Clemens as well. Hey, at Perkins, you know, the holidays can be stressful, right? And we talk about Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. You know when you walk into Perkins right away, right before you sit down or even talk to anyone, you see a nice little bakery with a bunch of delicious pies, and you look in there and you say, oh, I wish I could have one. I'm already so full. I just had a nice meal. Take one home and take it for the holidays. Here's the thing. At the holidays, you're going to go to get-togethers, and you're going to be asked to bring something. So instead of being in the kitchen all day, get something at Perkins. Now, they have condoned this. Take the pie from Perkins, throw away the Perkins box, and then bring it to your party and tell the people you made the pie.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah, they don't care if you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they almost encourage it.
Yeah.
You made this delicious pumpkin pie?
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I did. It's delicious. You made this key lime pie? As a matter of fact, yes. So do that at Perkins. Now, you can go enjoy some delicious Perkins today, and kids eat free on Tuesdays. Remember, after 4 o'clock, kids eat free Tuesdays after 4, Saturdays as well. You get a meal. They will get a free meal. They're a big part of this toy drive once again. We thank them for everything that they do with their donations, not just for like the eggs and sausage we get in the morning here, which we love, but also they make sure to chip in for this charity, this cause, this Children's Hospital Robin's Nest toy drive, and we cannot thank them enough for it. More from you guys, 799-1250, as the Brewers don't want to win. Here, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers have struggled on special teams, especially in production on kickoff and punt returns, so the team has made another move at returner. Trey Smith, formerly of the Chiefs, has been released by the Packers for a second time this season. GM Brian Gutekunst has picked up Tyler Irvin off waivers. Irvin is a running back and returner cut by the Jaguars, who needed to add former Green Bay linebacker Jake Ryan to their 53-man roster. Ryan had been on the IR. The Packers punter J.K. Scott had a better day in New York. His three punts averaged over 47 yards per kick. That's a big improvement over his last two games. The team reviewed the tape of their 31-13 win over the Giants in the snow at MetLife Stadium. Wide receiver Davante Adams.
Obviously with the weather and everything, there's a lot of things to overcome, but I think that we went out there, started a lot faster, didn't shoot ourselves in the foot.
Packers running back Aaron Jones only had 18 yards and 11 carries against New York, but he was trying to put it all behind him. Jones celebrating his 25th birthday. Jones has the same birthday as Aaron Rodgers, who turned 36 years old.
You and Aaron share a birthday. What'd you guys do today? Anything special?
We shared meetings together too, and a workout.
Anything else you doing after work?
I got a radio show later on today and relax with my parents.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler on The Fan, 414-799-1250. We'll talk some more Brewers with you guys before Jim Paschke joins us live on site. 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Want to thank Kaya, young girl from Franklin, who's just came with a bunch of toys. They used the services of Children's a long time ago, and now they've been good and donating for the last 6 years of this toy drive. And so I was able to take a picture with her. We'll share that. And to be benefited by something and then not forget about it and continue to help those that are in that same predicament. I think that's one of the cool things about this thing.
We've seen her and her dad come out here and seen this kid grow up over the years. I mean, she was like one or two when she was first out here 6 years ago. But, you know, dad's originally from Stevens Point. They've moved down here, live in Franklin. And, yeah, they're usually one of the first ones, as is the case this year, to donate for us. And that's awesome.
They're videotaping, so I want to keep saying, Kaya from Franklin. Thank you, Kaya from Franklin. Yeah, Kaya.
Now she's asking her dad, do I have to go to school today because of... got on the radio.
Yeah, so thank you very much to them, and we look forward to meeting more of you guys here throughout. 414-799-1250. Let's get to John in Franklin. John, we got to hear your thoughts about this whole thing.
Hi, John.
Yeah, guys, and I'll be honest, the edge kind of probably been taken off my mood because I got to watch Cousins go 0-8 last night, watching the Vikings lose. And
that was a nice aphrodisiac.
Oh, that was fantastic. What's not fantastic is what's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. And I'm just a guy that's been a season ticket holder for the last 10 years. And I defy you to tell me a market that supports their team per capita better than a major league market that supports their team better than the fans of the Milwaukee Brewers do. Because I don't think there is one.
There's not one. The fans show up, they're great.
Oh, sure. And the Brewers do a great job marketing these guys and with the promotions and all that. But at some point, you know, you want to see some consistent winning baseball. And they're going to talk about it the last 3 years. But, I mean, where are they going to go this year?
I see this club moving in a terrible direction. And it doesn't make any sense to me. You've just blown a hole in the middle of this lineup, which was the strength of this team. You let a guy, and let me tell you something, you bring Addison Russell in here, congratulations, because you just went from a guy that the whole team, the whole stadium gets up and cheers for when he comes up to the plate, Eminem, to bring in, you will have the first Brewer that will
I think maybe.
They bring him in here, I think that attendance drops quickly.
Well, I don't know if he'll ever play baseball ever again, Russell. And I mentioned, his numbers are down the last few years, but more importantly, you can't. I don't care if the guy was an all-star. You wouldn't bring a guy like that in town.
No.
I don't really care what's going on here. I mean, when they let Grandal go, I kind of figured that was what was going to happen, but I was positive they were going to sign Moustakas. And I am shocked that they let him go. I am shocked that they let him go to a division rival who get to face this guy 19 times. I mean, I am not happy as a Brewers fan, and I've already committed to this next season heavily. And you know, I know there's moves to be made, and I know this the off season isn't over, but I just don't know what you're thinking. Because let me tell you something else: the last year of Yelich's contract, if we're not headed to the playoffs, he's going to be spun off, and we're going to be in a rebuild. So you tell me what is the plan here? We are fortunate enough to have generational players with our sports teams, and that includes the Milwaukee Brewers. And to not pull out all the stops, you know, you sell your watered down Long Island iced teas, you've got your $15 craft beers, and you can't afford $16 million a year for Mike Moustakas. I'm telling you right now, as a season ticket holder, I'm pissed.
And I don't even like the idea that you hear rumblings that Josh Hader is on the trading block. No.
Well, we'll talk more about that around 7:30
because that
is a situation that we've been looking at this for a while. Josh Hader may need to be on the trading block just to replenish this roster, but Josh Hader, I think, is going to come to a point that the Brewers have always planned for. I don't think they've ever wanted to pay him, and he's still under team control. His arbitration years aren't until, I think, next year. So I think they might do something funky with him.
With relievers, you just never know when a guy's going to lose it. And I mean, he was an all-star this past year. Of course, he blew up in the Washington game, in the wild card game. But still, you don't want to trade him.
Nah, he's getting traded, dude.
I don't want to see it.
Pretty sure.
And I don't want to see it for a heap of prospects. I know you got to replenish the farm system, but here's a guy who you can count on in the bullpen. You got to keep him.
We'll find out. 7:30. We'll talk more about that coming up next. Jim Paschke will join us here live at the Toy Drive, Fox Sports, Wisconsin. Questions for Jim will be, do you get tired watching the Bucks? Are they too good? Is this team too amazing? Have you run out of good things to say?
Hey, questions we've never had for the Bucks in many of our years of our lifetime.
Yeah, this is a first. Jim Paschke, he joins us live on site. He will do that next. Six and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet for our 13th annual Toy Drive. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.